Last week, I sold more than 120 copies of my new ebook, Create Your Online Course in 48 Hours, generating more than £1,200 in a five-day period. Now, given I've shared on this podcast before that I have generated hundreds, probably more than a million, in fact, in sales of online courses and digital products, you may be wondering why I would bother selling a $9.99 ebook, why I wouldn't just go straight to an online course and charge more. Well, that's exactly what I'm going to get into in this episode. I'm Janet Murray. I'm a business strategist, copywriter, and online course creator. And over the last decade, I've generated hundreds of thousands of pounds in sales of digital products, including online courses, ebooks, memberships, planners and journals, templates, you name it, I've probably sold it online. And I've also helped hundreds of clients create and launch online courses. And I've used my strategic copywriting skills to write courses for other people too. I created this podcast series to help you navigate the overwhelm around online course creation and sales because I've learned a lot of things the hard way. And in this first season, I'm sharing all the things I would do differently if I was starting my online course creation journey again, including all the mistakes, so hopefully you can avoid making them and save yourself time and money in the process. Whether you're thinking about creating your first online course, are partway through creating one, or already have a course and just want to generate more sales, I feel sure you'll get value from the Online Course Strategy Made Easy podcast. So why did I make the decision to sell a $9.99 ebook instead of just going straight to an online course? Well, it's because with 10 years experience behind me of online course creation and sales, I've learned something really important. And it's that research and testing is just so key. People often ask me, how do you know if your online course idea is viable? That's something that I'll cover in an upcoming episode. And the truth is, you can't ever know for sure until you put a PayPal or you create some other kind of link where people can pay you for your online course. You're never going to know for sure until you're actually brave enough to put your offer out there. And I know firsthand just how heartbreaking it can be to spend months creating a multi-module online course, recording all of the video tutorials, creating all the resources and handouts and all that stuff, only to put it on sale without previously having had any feedback at all on whether there's a market for your course, whether people actually want it, only to make a small number of sales. That has happened to me. I shared in an earlier episode that I only sold 13 of my first online course. I also shared that actually it was a fairly good conversion rate given my audience size at the time. But if I had my time again, I would have started with something much smaller. I've also seen clients and other people in the online space who have had the same experience or often worse. It might be just a few that they've sold. I've even seen people share how they've spent months or even years sometimes working on online courses only to put it on sale and sell absolutely none. And it is just heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking to go through and it's heartbreaking to watch. And that's why I now advise all of my online course creation clients. And this is advice that I have already shared many, many times in this podcast series, but it's starting with one simple thing. So either an online class or webinar, no more than 60 minutes, or like I did, an ebook. Basically something that you can create, sell and deliver within 30 days. Ideally, something that you can create from content that you already have or repurpose. So for example, in the case of my ebook, Create Your Online Course in 48 Hours, I will put a link to it in the show notes, by the way. I wrote that pretty much in a morning. So it's about 5,500 words. And to be fair, I am a writer by trade, so it's probably quicker for me. But I believe that anyone who has expertise and knowledge, and if you're already using that expertise and knowledge, you're already creating content that you're sharing with clients, perhaps you're delivering one-to-one, or maybe you're delivering training or workshops, you won't be far behind me. You will be able to take that information and create something of value in a relatively short amount of time. And it's not just about being able to do something quickly or get a product out there quickly just for the sake of it. What you're actually doing is validating your online course idea, because I've said it so many times, but you will not know for sure whether there is a market for your online course until you're brave enough to create a payment link and ask people to buy it. Creating a payment link for something small like a masterclass or an ebook and not getting many sales or even not getting any sales whatsoever. Yes, it's disappointing, but it's also valuable feedback and it gives you an opportunity to maybe go back to the people you've offered it to and said, hey, look, I noticed you didn't take up this offer. Would you mind giving me some feedback? They may be able to share something useful with you that might just be about tweaking your title or tweaking the content slightly. Even in the worst case scenario, and they share that it's just not of interest at all, you may be able to ask them what would be of more interest. And all you've wasted is a couple of days at the most. Compare that to spending months or even years creating your all singing, all dancing, multi-module online course and finding out that not many people want to buy it, or maybe you haven't quite got the proposition right and you need to do some tweaking. And if you think about it, doing otherwise is anti-entrepreneurial. Successful entrepreneurs do not spend months or years creating products with no feedback on whether anyone will buy. They create what's typically called a minimum viable product. So the smallest or the leanest possible version that they can possibly get away with. And they just get it out there so that they can get some feedback and they can tweak and test. Now, I will be totally upfront. I do have an online course in the pipeline on this particular topic. But I want to be absolutely sure that it's needed before I invest time and resources in launching it. Because if you've ever done any kind of digital product launch, you will know there is a lot of work. In fact, I'm going to share with you in a sec how much content I created just to launch and sell that ebook. And I think that will put that into context. So before I commit to doing a bigger launch for an online course, I want to be sure that there is enough interest that I'm actually creating something that the market wants. So how much time did I spend on this ebook, just to put it into context? So I've already shared that it was about 4 hours writing time for me because I was repurposing content that I already had. And often you'll be surprised how much you've actually got sitting on your computer. It might be social media posts, it might be handouts or lead magnets that you've created. It could even be podcast episodes or YouTube script. If we've developed expertise, we've often got a lot of resources and often things that we are using with clients or have done. So we know that they work too. I sent 8 emails over a 5-day period. So I had to write the content for that, and 8 social posts. And I repurposed some of the email content, not all of it, but some of the email content for social media posts. I'm always fine about repeating social media posts on different platforms because I know I have different audiences on different platforms. So I don't necessarily always put out exactly the same post at the same time, but I don't have any problem with repeating. But we're still talking about probably about 5,000 words worth of emails and social media posts on top of the ebook. Now, bear in mind, I've been doing this for quite a few years. So I do have templates and tried and tested post styles that I use, but it's still probably a couple of days' work. But compare that to spending months or years building out your opus, your multi-module online course, and not getting much feedback. This is a great way to fail fast, basically, to get feedback and find out whether people are interested. And for me, it's a really low risk way of starting to generate passive income from online courses, because you're basically being paid to do research. Every person that buys your one module online course, your webinar or your masterclass or your ebook, they are paying you to do that research, essentially. And also the conversations that come back and forth. So the questions that I've had in my inbox or the questions that I had during the sales process, people were asking me, does it cover this or does it cover that? All of that is really, really useful. And, you know, you're getting paid to do that research for a bigger course. The other thing that's really valuable about it is that it allows you to build a funnel as you go. I'm going to talk more about funnels later in the series. I've got an episode specifically coming up on that. But remember that a funnel literally is just the journey that somebody goes on from not being a customer to being a customer. So you already have funnels. But this ebook is now part of my funnel for an online course I might want to create in the future. I also have a free download, 7 low or no cost ways to host your online course. So rather than try and build out the whole thing at once, what I've done is I started by creating that free lead magnet that attracted quite a lot of interest. So I thought, right, I'm going to start with a smaller paid product just to test this idea further. Having sold 120 or more, I now feel confident that I can take that forward and sell a bigger course. But in the process, I've already created two key parts of my funnel, which I can use for months or years to come without investing loads and loads of time and resources and getting feedback as I go. So I hope by taking you behind the scenes of this recent product launch, it's inspired you to get started sooner rather than later. I mean, would you be happy to generate more than £1,000 from knowledge and resources that you already have in the next 30 days? Or would you prefer to wait? Would you prefer to still be thinking about this or still be working on your course at the end of this year? This episode is going out in May 2024, by the way. I think most of my clients would feel like generating more than £1,000 or even a few hundred pounds from a digital product now and using that to further research and testing for a bigger course further down the line will be a good outcome and something to be really proud of. And I hope you do too. In the next episode, I'll be talking about pricing your online course.